Okay, here's a piece, and this will be for Friday. It will be the 24th, I believe, 25th maybe. Albany's in town, and it's with Blaine Potvin of Rocket Sports, and we're coming down in 3-2-1. Well, it's a real delight to have a special guest on our Ice Caps broadcast this evening in Blaine Potvin, who's actually on HMCS Montreal. He is in the Royal Canadian Navy, but he also moonlights for Rocket Sports in Montreal, led by founder and president Rick Stevens and his wonderful cohort down in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the lovely Amy Johnson. Blaine, thanks so much for taking time to join us in our broadcast. And it was rather intriguing to meet you last Saturday when the Ice Caps beat the Syracuse Crunch by a score of 6-1. You were here in the building with young Joey Whalen, who does some work for Rocket Sports, introduced yourself, and the rest is history. So welcome to the broadcast. And I got to find out, the intriguing thing about this is, how in the heck did you get here and get into the building when you're in the middle of the North Atlantic?
Well, thank you for having me. So the HMCS Montreal is running trials right now at sea for the new Cyclone helicopters, and the captain decided to treat the crew with a port visit to the lovely St. John's, Newfoundland, which is always a highlight for sailors. So when we got the word that we were going to be coming to St. John's, I let Rick and Amy know, and they set things up so that I can come and watch the games and meet the folks up here and get a real good sense of what kind of hockey city this really is.
So walk us through your background, where you were born and raised, how you entered the Royal Canadian Navy, how long you've been there, and what is your connection to get you involved with Rocket Sports. The floor is yours, my son.
Well, thank you. So I was raised in Sudbury, Ontario, as a tried-and-true Habs fan, a Franco-Ontarian. When I turned 17, I joined the Canadian Army, and after about 7 years there, I switched to the Royal Canadian Navy. I'm a weapons engineer by trade, but a hockey fan by heart. So when I had the opportunity to meet Rick and Amy by simply winning an online contest on Twitter to go visit and see the draft, I struck up a friendship with them, and they offered me a chance to write for the organization, and they liked what they read, so they kept me on.
That's wicked. Yeah. Now, you were saying that you met them at the NHL draft in Sunrise, Florida a few years back?
That is correct. The online contest was to win tickets to see the NHL draft that year. So when they put it out there, I mentioned that I'd never been to a draft because I'd always been deployed during the draft. So Amy instantly said, "You win," because her father, from what I understand, was also in the Navy. So she had a little soft spot for sailors. And I went down immediately after winning and had probably the greatest hockey weekend that I've ever had. I brought down my brother from Ontario, and we had a blast. They treated us like gold, and it's hard not to like them because they're just so polite, kind, open, and honest. So we just simply had so much fun with them.
They're wonderful. They're dear friends. Even though I messed up Amy's name during a piece down in Allentown, I called her Johnston instead of Amy Johnson, and I've known her and Rick for the last 2 years. They've become dear friends. They're great supporters of the Ice Caps, and they'll continue to do so when the team goes to Laval. And, of course, Amy being from around Allentown, she's probably she is a Flyers fan who has a soft spot, not maybe just Sailors, but for Lake Canadiana and the Ice Caps. Right, Amy? Wink, nod. And, of course, Rick, tireless worker when it comes to leading the charge for Rocket Sports. They do a great job, great website. So what intrigues me about it is your love of writing. And tell me about what started all that outside of the contest. You've already explained that. But, like, so what pieces do you write? What do you cover for Rocket Sports? And you do so out of a neighborhood right next to my brother in Stillwater Lake. You're in Hammonds Plains, which is basically on the outskirts of Bedford, which is part of the HRM.
That's correct. So I began writing on and off over the years. I've done some creative writing when I was in high school, and I always seemed to enjoy that. I really enjoyed reading, and mostly about hockey, stories around hockey. So when I had the opportunity to write with Rocket Sports, I jumped at it immediately. My writing was good enough that they allowed me to stay on. Currently, I do mostly feature pieces week to week. They allow that to happen because of my sailing schedule with my my full-time position in the Navy. And right now, one of the main focuses that I have is a series that I'm writing about the HMCS Montreal and our soon port visit to the city of Montreal for the 375th anniversary. It includes sailor profiles, so hockey fans on board the ship, mostly Habs fans. I make sure of that. And there's some other fans, some Oiler fans. You know, I allow them in sometimes. And there's going to be sailors' perspectives on how hockey fits in with our sailing schedule, how it lifts our spirits when we're at sea. Just that little piece of Canadiana while we're working our 18 to 20 hour days while at sea. So it gives the public a little bit of a view onto how important hockey is to all Canadians, but mostly to sailors who are deployed at any given time.
Yeah, and when you're out at sea, obviously there's travails. Obviously, I mean it's not an easy job. We respect you for keeping the freedom for our country, and you're out there battling for your country. But you guys go for a long periods of time too, eh?
Oh, many, yes, this year the HMCS Montreal is going to be rather busy. We have approximately 200 to 250 days away at sea. I believe about 8 months this year we're going to be away from home. Other ships that are deployed, they'll spend about that much or longer. Some ships have spent a year away. It's not unusual for sailors to be gone 6, 8, 9 months in a year. So it is trying, and it's mostly trying on the families. And that's where hockey comes in, where it helps us connect back home. It lets us connect with each other on board ship with things other than work. And it's one of those unifying things as Canadians. It's just everybody loves the game, and we can all discuss the game, although Habs fans tend to have a little bit more of an understanding.
He says that with a grin on his face like a Cheshire cat. Blaine, it's been a real pleasure. I have to ask you in closing, are you a family man?
Yes, I am. I'm married. It's been 17 years with my beautiful wife, Christine. I have three children. Michelle is 19. She's going to the University of Nipissing taking nursing. I have a second daughter, Alien. She's 10. She's a big fan of swimming, and she loves the Canadians as well. And my youngest one is Grant. He's 6. And he's a big hockey fan, a huge Habs fan as well. And he plays in the arena right next to your brother's home. So we go there quite often, play hockey 3-4 times a week, and he just loves it.
And are you a coach?
I am. I coach my son's hockey team. I don't know how good of a coach I may be. I think I'm holding the children back a little bit. I try to teach them skating, but first I got to learn myself.
Well, Blaine Potvin, this has been a terrific opportunity. Thank you so much for coming up, first of all, to the Bob Cole Media Center last Saturday, introducing yourself. And you're part of a really good group, and we're really proud that you're serving our country and doing so on the HMCS Montreal. And thank you very much for the hat. I'll wear that proudly now. I can't wear it on the broadcast, but I'll take it on the road with me just to show it off a little bit. And again, thank you so much. Keep up the great work for Rocket Sports.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's been a great pleasure to be in St. John's and to experience this beautiful hockey city. I can't give enough kudos to everyone here, the fans, the media, everybody that works here. Everyone's been a delight to talk to and to be with.